This one is easy this week.
Okay, I just need you to fill it out.
See, can I say it's just streaming on everything? Let me see. I think I can.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I got one of your crayon boxes. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I saw that number too. I've been seeing a lot of angel numbers.
Okay, why is everything so stressful?
I don't know, but I'm putting 4 for everything. Like they're real, you know, using food.
That's just you speaking through stuff.
I'm reading it. Okay. No. Okay. Everything on her, I'm talking about when I'm reading it, I'm. Yeah, I can cut out, folks. Yeah, I need all that this week.
All right, tell me about what's going on.
Yeah, I definitely did. Yeah, everything has been extreme this week. Like, this is not even. I didn't lie at all. I would have been lying if I didn't put it.
All right. You going to talk to me about what's going on? What's happening?
We talk. Yeah, that. I don't know.
You gonna tell me everything's stressful with streaming and then some, I don't know.
I'm just saying, I can't tell you why. I can't tell you why. It's just been a bad week.
Okay.
It's
so what's occurred that made you?
I done ran over everything. Everything's on that pad. I wasn't realizing it was gonna have that on there either, but even running away from people, I have done that this week.
Have we gone over this right here? Have you seen this? We talked about this?
I got that.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, I got this. Well, actually, all these are yours, because this is your homework.
I got this.
All these are your homework. So let's just take one of those, though. So you got 6 over there. We're going to use one while we're here. And you're going to have to write it. I would like for us to talk through it. So, the activating event, like what a thing happened. And you know, a lot of things happen through a week, holiday, stuff like that, all day. But there are some things that happen that make you feel a way about certain things and that support certain beliefs that you may have. For example, whatever one thing you question on, okay? Something that reminds you of stress, right? Reminded you of a past event. What events have occurred? Let's talk through this. Let's take an event, anything that stands out.
Shoot. My anger standing out this week.
Okay, did you have a moment?
I don't know.
What you mean you don't know?
That's the. Now it's going back to how I went crazy. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, I had a session with Trace and I don't even remember it. I know I did. And I can't tell you what we talked about. I just know she first called me and answered the phone because I didn't want to talk to her. Because I wasn't going to talk to her right.
Okay, you were. Okay, so before she called, when you knew that you were going to talk to her right, you knew that because.
I just knew it.
Were you already frustrated about it?
Yeah, I just knew it.
What were you already frustrated about?
I don't know. See, I'm having a problem with that. This I don't know stuff. This is my problem with me.
That makes it hard to, but it's fine because that's part of the work, right? To get to the point where you can have some insight.
I'm so good at blocking stuff out. I have gotten to the point of blocking things out. I've really gotten good at that. When something like that makes me like, I don't try to remember it. I don't want to remember it. It's kind of like I do everything I can not to remember it.
Okay. So are you trying not to remember the thing that happened before the call from Tracy or the call from Tracy?
It was her. I was waiting on her call because I knew she was going to call.
Okay.
But
you knew you didn't want to talk to her at the same time.
It wasn't her.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You didn't
want to
have a conversation.
See, when I'm like that, I don't want to be around nobody. I don't want to talk to nobody. I don't want to be around nobody. I don't want to ask them no questions. I don't want to talk about how I'm feeling.
What is it like that?
It was hard. As much as I love coming to talk to you, love, it was hard to come to that.
Well, I appreciate you showing up. But what I'm trying to delve into, though, is when I'm like that, when you're like what?
I don't want to be bothered. I'm isolated. Very isolated.
Okay. Okay.
I'm always isolated.
Okay.
It ain't like I'm always around. It don't matter what I'm doing. I'm always, even at work, I'm isolated at work. I found the way to work to isolate myself at work.
That's what you prefer, to be isolated.
Yeah.
So you.
I don't prefer it, but that's the best thing for me. I don't prefer it, but for things to go like they should, and for me not to just out the blue hear something or somebody say something I don't like and I just lose it. Nah, I think the best thing me to do is stay up here.
That happened the past couple of weeks when you lost?
Past couple of hours.
You lost the past couple of hours. Okay, so that's something you should remember. You should not be hitting me with the I don't know from something that happened the past couple of hours. What happened?
I don't know.
You should not be telling me. Okay, I shouldn't say what you should not be saying.
Because you're starting to sound just like.
I don't sound. I'm just being me. Because I'm trying to understand. I'm seeking to understand sincerely. So
I guess that's what everybody be doing, and it bothers me.
So you. Okay.
You know what? I guess that bothers me. That's a trigger point.
Okay, help me though in therapy.
When people come and ask me what's wrong and are you okay?
So this space is different from the people because this is an intentional space where I am, my job is to seek to understand things so that we can do a certain thing to help you move through stuff. So if that bothers you in here, that's an important understanding to have. However,
but I know that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. So, I thank you for letting me know that it's sort of a thing that you have to push through. It does do something, right? Make you feel a way.
It'll make me shut off.
Somebody trying to understand.
I just shut off. And people know it. They'd be like, you ain't listen to me. And I'm like, not really. I hear you, but.
Is it that you don't feel like people should be trying to understand? Is it really nothing?
I'm just gonna be honest. I don't think you should care.
Okay. You think they just talk to me, talk to try to be
helpful? I just don't think you care.
Okay.
That's all. It just don't matter what. I just don't. Okay. And the reason why I say that. It shows so much when something get hard, how fast people will disappear. All they in your corner until you really need them, and then if you need help, then it's why don't you go talk to somebody? But they call it venting. But when I do it, it's called I need help. That's why I can't unconscious. When I vent, it's called I need help. But when you vent, it's called I just need an ear. Why is that? Why is it I am so different from everybody?
What if your venting, it feels like more than they can help troubleshoot or process or figure out?
Venting is not for somebody to troubleshoot, it's just to listen to.
Okay.
I mean, you're not trying to troubleshoot. You will be the one to troubleshoot me, not somebody outside.
That's true.
So, no, I don't even look, but they try. They try to troubleshoot. And when you don't agree, when you don't agree,
So is this along the lines of what happened the past couple of?
Oh yeah, yeah. This is one of the things.
Oh, so can we use this worksheet the way I'm envisioning? So this,
sure.
And even if it ends up being hypothetical, what I really want to do is make sure that I explain the worksheet to you. I but you said you got them. You already had those. So this is homework. So I would like you to use these sheets at home in these kind of examples. So the first activate event is person is not listening to me vent, right? I'm venting and not feeling heard.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
That's the event.
Right.
So the third box, we can go to second box or the third box. As we go straight to B, what you told me it makes you feel like is that they don't care.
No. They just I don't never tell them that.
Right, you know, but I'm talking about your feelings. Not
yeah,
your
well, yeah. Yeah, I don't.
It leaves you feeling like they don't care. They act like they care, they ask you whatever
she,
when you start.
You should shut down.
Huh?
I said, when you get to see you, shut down.
But what feelings? Anger, resentment?
Ain't none. I don't feel nothing for you. When I get to shut down, I don't feel nothing. Ain't no feelings. I don't care what you think no more.
Some of that, though, is it builds from anger. It starts from something.
It's true. It started from when you weren't listening to me.
Yeah. So that was the event, though.
When I'm telling you something and you telling me something, if I'm telling you what's wrong with me and you telling me what's wrong with me, I'm through with you right then. Right then, if I said, look, my head hurt, and you said, well, it might not be your... I ain't heard, when you say that, I'm serious. Just don't ask me nothing, because I ain't going to remember nothing you said. Because I'm trying to tell you something, and you're not listening to me. Mm-hmm. You're telling me what you think it should be. Just like I would tell anybody, nobody can tell you better than you can tell somebody. Mm-hmm. Can't nobody, they can observate all they want, but if they're not getting it, and I don't think people get it when I tell them, look, not listening to me. Well, no, it's not that I'm not listening. It's just that you need to. That's it. That's it. That's when the friendship is lost. That's when.
Is there any grace period? Like, you do.
Nah.
Well, so here's this. So hear me out and consider this perspective, please. If a person makes a mistake, let's say they bring baggage up from where they've always communicated with people, right? But they're trying to talk to you. And it hits you in the wrong place, it triggers you. For them to change their approach, feedback could be helpful. So if you were to say to them, I need you to understand something about me. And this is a question, if you said to them.
Okay, we're finna get personal with that. So you're gonna have to answer me like a real woman then.
No. Because I'm gonna ask you like a therapist.
No, I'm gonna ask you because I'm gonna ask you the question that you're gonna have to ask that I need to answer.
So the question is, if I were to say, if I give you this suggestion, say to them, I need to share with you that gets under my skin because I'm telling you what I'm feeling for you to change it and make it be what you think frustrates me. I want you to know this on the front end because I don't want to shut down on you. If you keep doing it, I'm going to shut down. I won't talk to you about it.
Well, that's just who I am.
That's what they're going to say?
That's just who I am.
Okay. So then your response could be?
Okay.
And that's what, okay, I'm trying to give you information.
That's going to be my answer. Okay. And that's going to be that. Okay. I ain't got nothing else to say to you. Goodbye. Okay. I mean, it's simple to say, I don't tolerate nothing. I don't tolerate. Ain't no second, third chances no more when it comes to certain things. It's because certain things, nobody is perfect.
Right.
Nobody is perfect. That ain't what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Everybody can be fair.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody being fair.
Not being fair because they're not listening to you saying what you're feeling.
Not listening to me. Not even giving me a chance. Not giving me a chance. Just It's just not a fair bull. And so instead of,
I think what I'm trying to understand though, Mr. Johnson, is are your responses like already based on past incidents, or is this some, these are these attempts that you tried that have already gone awry? Or are you basing what's gonna happen today on what has happened in the past? What potentially could happen today if you even tried, based on what has happened in the past with whoever was 2-3 hours ago? First day.
Good question.
Well,
it's there. Depends on who you are and how you come in.
Okay, I'm just talking about the person 2 hours ago.
Well, they come to me. A lot of people like talking at me instead of to me. And that's another thing I hate. I hate that. Because, you know, people always got this thing trying to tell you what to do. They just want the thought of, I told them that. I don't take that life. When people feel, I don't take that life. You come telling me something. If I come ask you, hey, Mr. Derby, so and so, you be like, well, you know what? I don't think that's gonna work. Now you can tell me you don't think that's gonna work in a certain situation, especially if I'm not upset about something. Mm-hmm. You can tell me that if you got a solution right there. See, my thing is, you got to prove me wrong. You can't just come tell me something and I'm gonna, no, you gonna have to show me how that works. If you gonna tell me something, show me how that works. It's not going off the word. And I think I throw a lot of people off like that because I just don't believe them. Ooh, the sky's blue. Yeah, but it's got a whole lot of gray in it. And see, when I say that is, why you gotta be so indifferent? Why you gotta be so negative? That's not being negative, that's reality.
Okay. All right.
That's reality. And a lot of people don't live in the reality. They look at people how they want them to be instead of who they really are. And it upsets them when they find out who they really are. And it's like, oh Lord, I didn't want you to be like this.
Well, I didn't tell you I was like this from the beginning. So is this a situation that you want to improve, or how do you want to approach?
At this point, honestly, I don't care. I'm fine by myself. I ain't gonna lie to you. I said at work last night. I went to work 3 hours early last night.
Why
did
you go so early?
Because I just wanted to go. I just wanted to get out of the house. So I went 3 hours early just to sit there. Because with my job, they got me now. I truly do nothing but sit at a desk and buzz people in and outside the door. That's what I do for 12 hours now. I don't talk to nobody. I don't have to be around nobody.
Nothing. You on your phone, or you just like watching
TV? Sometimes I be on my, yeah. But that's it. Totally secluded, they got me exactly where they want me. And I still not. So, that leads me to tell you once again, I don't know. Now, for my medicine, if we want for that, I probably went crazy. Because I still run to crazy people coming in, probably want to talk crazy and all that. I just cut off. I don't waste time anymore.
Yeah.
I don't even hear what nobody got to say no more. I don't want to hear what you got to say.
That's a strategy, because whatever they coming through, because they just passing through, and they can leave consequences that, you know what I'm saying, you need them to keep going through your life. They don't need to stick and stay. If they cut off, they part of your life.
I could trace it out, though.
You want to talk about that? Why they want to
go? I don't know. And I know she knew it, but she didn't say nothing, though. But I just was like, man, get off my damn phone. It was almost, It was almost like that. It was almost like that. I noticed the attitude I gave her. Because I know when she was like, I called you, but you didn't answer. And I had to sit there. It was like, you can't tell her.
So,
the case manager, third, what else? All y'all just like.
So, here's the question I have. Before you got on the phone with her, you were feeling a way about whatever. I guess I'm curious about why it, I was curious about why you couldn't, where the challenge was to be able to separate Tracy, who has done nothing and is just calling you, from whatever was happening in the environment, and it sort of was.
Because I'm starting to take, 3 years ago, 2000, I was getting ready to get married in 2000. I'm going to make a real story, real short.
Yes, sir.
I was going to get married in 2000. Well, the day of my wedding, they tried to find my bride. They couldn't find her, but they ended up finding her with my best man in the past. So ever since then, I have had a look at women as if I just, I don't believe it, y'all. I just don't believe it, y'all. It just, it's like, okay. If cool. If you don't, it's like I had a woman ask me, how come you have a problem with rejection? Because it's just, I don't. I'm so used to. You know what? People ask me this. They say, why are you so negative? Because that's all I get. That's all I get. That people ask me that. And it's hard. That's all I get. And I can give out all the positivity as I want. I'm talking about, I can give it out. I know what I've given. I have heard people, older people that I have worked with come to me and say, baby, you just a blessing. And turn around and somebody come do something to me. And it'd be like, why am I even being like? It's not worth being nice to people.
So if you're not nice to people, what are you gonna do?
What you mean?
What other behavior characteristics do you put on display if it's not kindness?
I don't know. I'm gonna be honest.
Okay, so that's worth processing. However,
it ain't worth processing. It's real easy.
You just said I don't know, so.
No, I'm saying before I kind of lost it, I was emotional about it.
Now, let's slow down and acknowledge something that happened that's significant, that is painful. That's a lot to be looking for, and then she's somewhere out of line, wrong, inappropriate behavior. And so you have a reason to feel bad about that. You have a reason to feel harmed, because you were. That being said, this is a little PTSD stuff happening as well. When those things you sort of anticipate feeling it, or you feel like you're still not safe, you're still potentially going to be harmed by someone who's trying to help you, that being Tracy, who's calling to do a service. And even though you probably know she's not calling to harm you,
yeah, I know that.
You still had some frustrations that you might have been thinking about at the time. A little bit of that impacted her in your response.
I know it did. Okay. I know it did.
It sounds like a lesson learned for you, though. So if you feel that way again, what solutions, what process, what are you going to do to avoid having to feel the way you feel about the way you treated someone?
Because it was her. That's the only reason why I feel bad.
Sure, yeah.
If it wasn't her, I wouldn't care. I would.
Okay. And so, again, you're going to get calls from her periodically.
I know. That was just.
Okay. So, in the future, how do you shift what do we need to put in place with strategy so that when you're mad and you've been thinking about what happened, you feel in a certain way about anything, whatever the person in the house that's irritating you, the memory that you have.
That's why I be saying I need an on-call therapy all the time.
That doesn't happen at Alliance.
I know that.
So,
I know that.
your own, your therapist that you speak with once every other week does give you strategy.
Yes, she does.
To implement when you get home, that's 24 hours that you have with you.
But she,
what she's trying to do right now is figure out what strategy you can have when, what can we do when you feel that way? You're mad. Tracy fits and call in 15 minutes. But I'm mad because this lady right here is irritating me, or whoever in the house bothering you. Or I'm thinking about 2011 and I shouldn't have been treated that way. And I'm ticked off because women can be rash.
I just go away. I don't deal with it.
But Tracy is about to call. How do you get yourself to the point where you can come?
I don't know yet.
Okay,
I don't know.
Okay.
If I don't answer, that's a part of me better for us, because I won't say nothing crazy or disrespectful.
Or you could answer and say, Tracy, may I reschedule, because today I'm probably not going to be very responsive. So Tracy then knows that you did remember that it was your appointment, and you, however, are not.
Well, if I knew that conversation would go like that, then it probably would, but I probably could. But if it started going to the why, and all that.
Okay.
Now I'm like,
so you want, you just gave her the information, she just needs to take the information and reskip. Because if she asks the why and asks
keep
the
on
questions,
going.
Okay, it's gonna go down here. Okay. Okay. That, now see, I think we just had a breakthrough. I think we need to appreciate what just happened. Because you just, that was some insight. It's the continuous questioning that makes you start to get even more frustrated, potentially. True? Okay. Thank you. I'm going to take that little piece of
paper. But.
Somebody can tell me I don't know about stuff. But.
Okay.
But.
No.
Okay. Yeah. And the reason that's also helpful is because that's insight that either you or I can share with Tracy, right? So Tracy, if you would choose to apologize to her when y'all speak next time.
Yeah, I do need to.
Yeah, but whatever y'all talk about, you apologize to her. Okay. So I'm going to let her know Mr. Daria wants to apologize whenever you call her next to set up this appointment. Y'all talk on y'all time. He's going to apologize. But what frustrates him?
She don't do it. She don't do it. So
don't
bring it. Don't.
Okay.
Don't do it. She ain't.
But when you try to communicate to the other,
if she knew that, I would tell her. I don't really like the question like that. And I know she gonna say why. And why? And it's my job. And then I could be able to answer her. But not in the state that I work under right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Dario, everybody has moments.
No, they don't. Not. I'm the only one who had these moments.
And as a human being, you are entitled to say I'm having a moment.
My mama let me hear her.
Right. And we as a whole building in here for you to be the only person to have a moment.
No, I'm just saying, for me, just to have a moment, I'm here.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean about people take me to the extreme. I had a moment, but I'm here. Now, my sister had several moments. Triple worse than me. Oh, I forgot she worked for the AHS, so she got us. They excuse those.
So what's that like relating to your sister? That's,
we don't have relationships.
When did that happen? Because y'all, that was your road egg a few months back.
Well, no, it wasn't.
You thought y'all
she
was
got,
close.
She got me. We ain't never been close. She got me in here, and like I told her, I appreciate everything she's done. Okay. But no, we ain't close.
Okay.
We're not close.
So you're frustrated with her?
No, I ain't frustrated with her. It's just nothing. There ain't no frustration. See, that's the thing I'm trying to tell you about what's wrong with what it would be now. at one point I had a frustration, I had an emotion. I don't have an emotion for certain things anymore. It's not even, I don't have any, I don't know what happened today. It's just like I can't remember why I was living a couple of months ago. Fuck, was like, what? You know, I don't remember. I don't even remember staying. I was living in the inner suites on Elvis Presley. I don't even remember living there when they came back. My mama came and got me. I don't even remember that. They had to. That's why I kept saying, I have a lot of stuff people telling me. I'm like, I hear y'all. But I don't feel it. I don't remember it. It don't recall to me. I lost something. I lost something and I gained something else. That's what people's not. People say, yeah, you normal. Yeah, I'm back to myself. That you know, I'm doing the best Dario impression in the world that you know.
Wow.
But they don't know me no more. That people don't know me no more.
How are you?
I heard my daddy say that one day. I walked out the room. He said, I don't think we know him no more. He don't think I know this. He don't think I know that, but I heard him say that.
How are you comparing the old Adario and the new Adario?
I can't remember me. I have to go with what people tell me.
Okay.
And what people tell me is just like two different people. It's two different people. One, I was... That part I think I can feel again, the aggression. I can feel that sometimes. Not as much though, because I'm gonna take medicine now, so.
Okay. But you still feel
I can feel that, and I know when it happened, because it'll be like somebody say something, and it's like a whistle. It's the same whistle when I was telling you. When I was telling you about them dancing, ballroom dancing people, I heard it. It's like a loud whistle, dog whistle in my ear.
What is it? When you hear it, what does it want you to do?
That's when everything changes.
That's when you shut down.
That's when everything changes. It's like a whistle. It's like being in a hypnosis or something. It's almost like that.
Is it so when you hear it, does it wake you up to a thing or prompt you to move?
It prompts you to move to a space.
Okay. Which is usually aggression, anger, frustration.
Whatever.
Because you used to know you don't want to feel, you shut down. You don't want to send it out to people. You shut down.
I try to shut it down. But sometimes, like, you know, people don't, you just say anything. Walking to everybody's face, they don't know who you are. Anybody gonna know what to or not to say to you. So, you know, I can't blame it on people. I can't blame it on people. That's why, once again, explains. See, I'm so explanatory, people don't understand. I'm self-explanatory. I am very, if you just listen to me, you won't have to ask so many questions. Why are you isolated? I like being around. Okay. What do you like to do? They don't like to do nothing but watch TV and be by myself. Okay, what else do you like to do? What did I just tell you? No, I'm saying that's when that...
Oh, the person is... Yeah, what did I just tell you?
You're not listening to me. I just told you. No, you got to do more than that. Now you're finna lose.
Yeah, and so maybe the person's trying to get to know you in the, you know, deeper part. It's not that deep, is what I say.
It's exactly what I said. It's not. I'm like, what are you looking for me to say? That's what I be wanting to ask. What do you? I be wanting to ask you. What do you want me to say? I can't say nothing else. I'm self-explanatory. I don't.
Yeah. Now, so that helps me though, Adaria, seriously, instead of I don't know, understanding that, and even though she's, I hope you will use them, because when you feel those examples come up, you know what I'm saying? This is what happened. This is what I thought. This is what I feel. This is what I believe, right? That's all those three boxes are. What this is the event. This is what I think about it. This is how I felt about it.
Tell you how I'm gonna tell you how my day go, and I'm gonna tell and you tell me what you think. I'm isolated all day. I'm in a room by myself. I'm in my room by myself like this all day. I'm in a room like this basically at night, all day by my all night by myself. Or when I do rovering, I'm in my car all night. I should have any problems.
You shouldn't have any problems. Period.
With people. I shouldn't have no problem with no people. If I'm constantly isolating myself, constantly getting away, can't let friends go, can't let not listening, can't let. Why are you constantly bothering?
Are they work relationships? Are they personal relationships? More personal than work, because work out work with nobody now.
Okay. So it's more personal.
Well, I don't know, like, still there's some colleagues somewhere. Like that. Okay, so more personal. And I guess I want to zone in on the I shouldn't have any problems with people. Because to your point, you just said a few minutes ago, people coming in and out of my life, it's more, you are the common denominator. And so it's your perception of the intentionality of these people, right? As you said earlier, if it's a female, if your thought, and this is where that she comes in, and those stuck points we talked about last time, if the first thought is it's a female, she's gonna be a problem. That's your perception. It doesn't matter what female, it doesn't matter what she, where is she coming from, what she trying to do, what the intention is. If your immediate assumption is, because of what I know about women.
And I think I come off just like that too. I think that's exactly how I come off, and they know it. They know it. From your sister to the cashier, to anybody, they know it. They all mean, ooh, they'd be like, ooh, what's wrong with you? And then it'd be wrong thing to ask me. Right. What's wrong with you? Oh man.
Ain't that something?
If a female speaks to you, you just,
what is wrong with you?
And you looking at her, and I'm looking at them like, are you speaking to me? And they looking at me like, what's wrong with you? Oh, you just open it up. You the problem.
Let's circle back to the beginning of that scenario. You looked at them like the way you look at them, and then for you to perceive that. Don't ask me any questions.
You know what?
But you prompted them with the look.
You know what? I'm gonna tell you how this can change. You're not gonna believe this. You know how men look at women and kind of daydream, right? I look at them and wonder how many problems they gonna bring.
Yeah, that's a negative, and so that
does put out. I don't look at them and be like, oh, she just so. No, I look at them and be like, I know somebody's sick of her. That's how I look at it. I don't look at it
like a cashier.
I don't even look at it like
any woman that you.
I don't look at it like that no more. I don't look at, oh, she pretty songs. I look at it like, man, she probably will get on.
Okay, so we gotta wrap up. But I think I gotta do that. A lot less I don't know today. Very excited to know that I have some insight on where you're coming from, Mr. Adaria. I do want you to consider.
I don't like that, but okay, I know you gotta do
it. Well, it will be a waste of your time for you.
I ain't no waste of my time.
It would be a waste of your time to come here. We not do anything helpful for you in terms of you progressing through certain things in life.
If it was a waste of my time, trust me, I would not be here. from the day one. Because yeah. Nobody thought I was coming in. They
so, you're going to do the shit for me. You at the office by yourself. Ain't nobody bothering you. You know, you're doing the buzzer. And all you might as well do is don't work. You're going to kill you a good 45 minutes right there. I think if you think about five scenarios, five things that happen. You can sit there and be at the... Each person that comes through. Okay, this person, this lady right here. Okay, lady walks in. Gave me a look. Okay. How did you feel about it?
What was
the thought? I'm not in there. Today's not my session. So that's all I'm saying, man. That's all I'm saying. Point blank period. Boss came to the office, asked me to do something. This is how I felt about it. These are my thoughts about it.
Now, I'm still respectful if I know. I'm respectful.
Well, I still, and yes, no doubt.
I still.
But there's the negative, in all seriousness, it's the negative perspective that you have. And when the reason we're doing this is because feelings prompt behaviors, right? So if you feel, like you said earlier, she's fixing to be a problem. She is just the cashier at the grocery store. And you're looking at her, because your perception is she's a problem. So when you're looking at her, it's like, she's a problem.
And
she's
so looking at me like,
why are you looking at me like that? Because I don't even know you, dude.
And I'm like.
And then you automatically get mad because she has the gall, the audacity to ask you why you're looking at her strangely.
Wow, that's cold. That's exactly how it goes.
Right, so we got to start working on this.
Cold world alignment.
It can be a bit of cold.
Cold world alignment. So I'm just gonna be colder.
You don't have to. That's a
story. Yeah. Call me Sub-Zero.
Okay, you got yours. Mm-hmm. What? Yeah. At this point, we just still sticking to understand a little bit at a time. So thank you for letting me understand that much. I know that makes you a little uncomfortable, but that is what you are in.
It don't make me uncomfortable.